But Deirdre had overheard everything, and before Lavarcum could lock her in the house, she had jumped out of the window and ran far from that place. As she was running down the path, a call came thrilling through the air. It was a chant to summon friends, the strong call of a man. But so masculine was it that instantly the whole earth felt fertile. Buds opened, plants flowered. Every cow in hearing distance gave 2/3 more milk. Deirdre held her breath, for there on the hilltop, the man of the vision. Sunlight gleaming off the glossy blackness of his hair, the glow of health in his blood-red cheeks, his long legs, which caused him to be head and shoulders above any man in Erin. It was Nisha, one of the 3 sons of Ishlu. Nisha. He didn't see her. He was turning as if to leave. She gathered her courage and her skirts together and sauntered forth below him on the hillside, pretending not to see him, yet carelessly loosening the clasp in her flowing hair. She shook it free as she walked. The movement of her flowing hair caught him, and Nisha turned to see a woman unlike any other. She never glanced his way, but he knew that she knew that he was noticing her, and she knew that he knew that she knew that he was noticing her, and through it all, they felt an indescribable yearning. Nisha couldn't contain his joy and called out, "What a fine big heifer is that I see, parading around the hillside, fine and big." "The heifers do grow big in pastures where there are no bulls." "No bulls? How can you say that when I can see that you must be the legendary Deirdre? And you have the grandest bull in the province all to yourself. And I mean Conivar, the High King." "Yes, I'm going to be stuck with the oldest bull in the province." "I would be happier with you, Nisha." And as he stood transfixed, she began walking towards him. A gray hawk circled above. "Nisha!" It was his 2 brothers appearing from the woods. "Get away from her! This is Conivar's woman!" "I am not Conivar's woman! Like a father, he has watched for my well-being, that is all! Do not listen to them, Nisha. I belong with you." They were so close, he could almost touch her. He looked into her eyes, and his look of love was such that she flushed a crimson red and looked down. There by her feet, an ivy plant, its tendrils wound round a stone. "Nisha, it is the woman of the prophecy. Do not touch her." But Nisha's arms were around her, and she was laughing, laughing. "She is coming with us, brothers. Every hillside sings it. I have found the one that I love."